My name is Isaac Guzman. I am 15 years old. Today is December 6th. And I'm speaking with my grandfather Alvin, who is 90 years old. And we are in Berthoud, Colorado. Can you tell me about someone that had a big influence on your life?
Yeah. My father, of course, had the biggest influence on my life.
How did he influence your life?
Teaching me the right and wrong and respect and responsibility and all that to myself and to other people.
Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons, some of the very specific ones?
Oh. I guess one of the more important ones was learning that there's certain limitations that you have to be aware of, and when you do any job or do anything, you have to make sure you know what the limitations are and what your limitations are to do something. That's a hard lesson to learn, but it's something you have to know.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories in life?
I suppose the happiest when I got married to my wife, Joanne.
How did that day go?
Huh?
How was that day? What did it look like?
It was a pretty wild day. I was home on leave from the Air Force, and people had issued the marriage license, didn't like my physical. I had the Air Force give me a physical, and they didn't like it, so I had to go get another physical.
What are you proudest of?
My family, more than anything, I believe, is the proudest thing I have.
What is it?
Wife and children and grandchildren.
Why does it make you feel proud?
Well, they carry on after I'm gone. You can see that they're going to be all right. They've been taught how to respect people and be respectful and trustworthy and all that stuff, and I think they're going to make it.
How would you like to be remembered?
Well, I guess the main thing that I'd like to be remembered, that I was an honest man. A handshake was as good as any written paperwork. My word was good. And I treated everybody with respect.
If this were to be our very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
Well, I guess one of the things that I might say is the last words of my brother Everett spoke to me before he went off to the war was Leo and I and Dale, as three of us boys, and he said, make men of yourself, make good men.
For your great-great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them?
I believe that the most important thing that a person can know is learn respect for yourself and others. Respect your body, respect your life and how you treat it. The body's only, you only have one body, and you have to respect it, and you have to treat it accordingly. And if you have any friends of any kind, you have to respect them and respect their wishes.
All right. Thank you a bunch.
And it'll work.